Gardney. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So, Michael, what is the current property market and landscape looking like today?
Well, there isn't one property market, and that's what confuses people and why the media get it so wrong. Even in Sydney, there are multiple markets related to geography, related to price point, and the type of property. So when we hear the property market is going to crash, they're wrong. You're right, the media is predicting Armageddon, but I think it's not as bad as it sounds, Nathaniel.
Well, what are the concerns of first-home buyers at the moment, and have they changed?
Okay, first-home buyers have always had problem getting into the market. Now, let me quickly explain. I am sympathetic. I and my blended family have 6 kids and 10 grandchildren, so therefore I've got some who are still wanting to get into the housing market, and it is expensive. But it always has been. Nathaniel, when I bought my first property in the 1970s, I paid $18,000. I managed to save a $2,000 deposit, and I took a 30-year loan. I had no idea how I was going to pay that money off. So it was hard then as it is now. The big challenge today, though, Nathaniel, is the deposit gap. The mortgages are reasonably affordable because interest rates are low. It's really hard currently today to get the deposits, and many first-home buyers are wondering, should I wait? Should I see if the market's going to drop a bit further, Nathaniel?
Well, what is your advice to first-home buyers at this time, and what should they be watching out for?
Well, I guess the answer is anyone who bought a home 10 years ago in Sydney, when we were going through the global financial crisis and people said, houses are too expensive, our kids will never be able to afford them, don't buy, we're going to have a market crash. Anyone who had the courage to go against the herd, look where their property values are now, they've more than doubled. We had a downturn just after that, and we had one in 2010-11 when interest rates went up in Sydney and property values dropped again a bit, and people again sat out. But those who did, who were nervous, were scared, who didn't go ahead, missed out the big property boom that everyone knows about in Sydney for the last couple of years, because the Sydney values are underpinned by huge population growth, a strong economy, strong jobs growth. So the market may be taking a breather, but the message to first-home buyers is if you can afford to get in, do it now, because you're going to look back and think, gee, it was cheap then. Think about it. Who wouldn't have liked to buy the house their parents bought at the price their parents paid way back then, Daniel?
So would you say like houses are getting more and more expensive as time goes on?
Well, we said the word houses a few times. To be honest, most first-home buyers aren't going to be able to afford a house. If you lived in London, if you lived in Paris, if you lived in New York, you wouldn't even think about buying a house. What you would do is buy an apartment. And Sydney has Manhattanized. Now we're living very differently. A lot more people are living in apartments by choice. It's not a poor choice now. It's a lifestyle choice. They're trading the backyards for balconies and courtyards. They're wanting to be close to where the action is. And so most established people, who've got some assets behind them, can't afford houses in Sydney. So don't think as a first-home buyer you should be able to afford a house. Don't try and start off with the sort of property your parents had and sort of took 30 years to get there. So the message is save, spend less than you earn, save, invest it in a term deposit or something so you can actually get a deposit. And then currently the banks are favouring first-home buyers. There's certain grants in Victoria and New South Wales for first-home buyers as well, incentives. So the government wants you to get in the market because anyone who's bought a well-located property and held on, so don't overcommit yourself financially, but those who bought well and held on, they're looking back. It's created wealth for the majority of Australians, Nathaniel.
Well, for how long can we expect property prices to drop here in Sydney?
That's a good question because people are thinking, maybe I'll just wait until they stop dropping. Sydney is about 12 months into this slump. So every boom leads to a downturn. But just like after every winter we get spring, this is the winter of the property market. Spring will come again. It will, just like it has every year for 6,500 or however many years we've been looking at the weather cycles and the seasons. This is a season of the property cycle. And if it's happened for so many seasons that spring follows winter, I'm happy to put my money on the fact that spring's going to follow winter again this time, probably in 12 to 15 months. Why I say that is there's a bit of uncertainty at the moment with an election, federal election coming up, and uncertainty about interest rates and the Haines Royal Commission in banking. So people are being a bit nervous. But city property values are probably going to drop another 5% or so. So I'm not saying rush in, but when I'm saying consider buying, you're not buying the market. You're buying an individual property in the market, one that you look back in 5 years' time and say, gee, I did a good job. I bought a good property.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And hopefully, maybe one day I can maybe buy a house. Not for a while, though. Still got a little bit more saving to do, I think.
That's okay. But that's a discipline you have to learn. And that's really good, Nathaniel. But can I make one last suggestion? Rather than buying your first home, a lot of first home buyers are rent investing. In other words, they're renting where they can want to live but can't afford to buy, and investing in a property where they can afford to buy but aren't prepared to live. And the reason that works better for beginners like yourself is because the tenant helps subsidise the mortgage. So the tenant actually pays part of the mortgage for you. So there's lots of tips for first home buyers and experienced investors on my property update blog, Michael Yardney's Property Update, or the Michael Yardney podcast. So if you keep listening to that, Nathaniel, you may well learn some good hints, and I look forward to being part of your wealth creation journey. Thanks for inviting me on.
Thank you so much, Michael.